I think over the years, school transport is very complicated, and I'm not sure how the government and any minister, you know, they have a lot to be doing, and sometimes they say, well, this is an issue that maybe is outside my remit, and you have both hearing and that. But I think now we need leadership here, and we need leadership to address this situation, because Ireland has changed, and okay, a lot of people have cars and things like that, but it's a time, if you want parents of young children to continue to work in this robust economy, everything must be done, and we talk about childcare, and we talk about taxes, but school transport for their children is a necessary issue that needs to be fixed. It needs to be flexible, and we need to get around these draconian rules and regulations, and we need common sense to prevail. You know, more bus drivers, it is a problem getting people into all the service industries, but more drivers and buses that can possibly achieve, again, as I said, by allowing over 70s to drive a bus once they pass a yearly medical. And again, a proper school bus system. And a lot has been done, you know, with the rural transport scheme, and there's a lot of transport areas between rural areas and towns and villages. And it is actually getting a huge take-up, and that's very, very welcome. But I think we need to do an awful lot more with school transport. And again, it'll free up our streets from choking in the morning traffic, and it'll reduce our carbon footprint. But more importantly, it'll allow working parents to be able to get out to work, but know that that other issue of getting their children to school in a safe environment, i.e. buses, is necessary. So, Minister, I look forward to that pilot scheme. It is a step forward, but we need to do an awful lot more.